USA Radio News.
Schools across the country getting what the CDC calls a long-needed roadmap on how to safely reopen. The CDC yesterday advising schools to follow a color-coded chart to know how much to reopen. The chart ranges from blue for low transmission rates to yellow, orange, and then red for the highest rates of transmission. Dr. Bob Lahita is professor of medicine at New York Medical College, and he tells CBS News these guidelines are good for everyone.
And people relate to colors. They understand if they're in a red zone that this is an area where virtual learning is probably a better idea than coming to school.
President Biden says the guidelines follow the best available scientific evidence on reopening schools. New York's governor could face repercussions for underreporting nursing home deaths by 50%. State senators meeting yesterday to discuss removing Governor Andrew Cuomo's emergency powers. One source tells Politico it's almost a slam dunk that Cuomo will lose the powers he has had for almost a year. This is USA Radio News.
Hey friends, awesome and amazing day. It's John and Chelsea Jubilee with Energized Health.
Today I have a message for you women. We have women that come to us all the time, every single day with the same issues. They're tired of being tired and they are hopeless, completely hopeless because they have tried everything to lose weight.
And when we say everything, we mean everything. We have clients that have done keto, vegan, carrots in water, celery in water. I mean every excruciating, crazy diet you can imagine, and nothing has worked for them. But we have great news for you. Our breakthrough science of intercellular hydration resets your hypothalamus, resets your metabolism. Go on our website, energizehealth.com. Look at the testimonials of real women just like you. Log on today to energizehealth.com.
Former President Trump is the victim of a politically motivated witch hunt. That's what one of Trump's defense lawyers told the Senate yesterday during the impeachment trial. Attorney Michael Vanderveen says Democrats are motivated by their political hatred of Trump. The trial resumes today, but Republican Senator Ted Cruz telling Fox News this week the outcome is not in doubt.
The end result of this trial is obvious to every single person in the room. President Trump is going to be acquitted. In order for President Trump to be convicted, it takes 67 votes. There is no chance whatsoever there will be 67 votes to convict him. All 100 senators know that. The House managers know that. Everyone in the room knows that.
Witnesses could be called today. If not, then both sides would proceed with closing arguments. A shakeup at the Lincoln Project. Co-founder Steve Schmidt announcing last night he's resigning from the group made up of anti-Trump Republicans. Schmidt says he's stepping down from the board to make way for a woman to better reflect our nation and the group's movement. Co-founder Jennifer Horn resigning last week. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wyatt Cox. Each and every day, the USA Radio Network produces 3 hours of the greatest radio programs of all time. Comedies, drama, suspense, it's all there. Classic radio theater. Now, if your radio station doesn't carry the program, you can find them anywhere podcasts are served, including iHeartRadio, Spotify, Spreaker. Just search for USA Classic Radio Theater. Find it. USA Classic Radio Theater. You'll love it.
There's a key foreign ally President Biden has yet to call. Tim Berg has more.
In his first 3 weeks in office, President Joe Biden has made a flurry of phone calls to American allies around the world, including the leaders of Canada, Britain, France, and Japan. But one close American ally's leader has not yet been called, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. As far as when that phone call will take place, White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki says,
I don't have an exact timeline to give you, other than he's looking forward to having the conversation. They've known each other for some time. There are certainly areas of mutual interest, and as soon as he makes that call, we will let you all know.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Archaeologists say world-famous ancient historical site may have been moved there from a previous location. USA's Wendy King has details on the mystery.
British researchers say they have evidence that the famous Stonehenge may have first stood in Wales before moving to its present location, which is 140 miles away. The research team said they've identified the original circle near the megalith quarries where the stones were made. They say the stones were moved to the present location due to migration. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest News Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
And Facebook reportedly making a smartwatch. TheInformation.com saying Friday the watch will offer health and fitness features. Facebook hopes to start selling the watch next year. For USA Radio News, I'm Mike Fortier.